Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the BG Live pre-party from the Great, Great American Pub here in Phoenixville, brought to you by Miller Lite. A lot of Miller Lights around here. It's been cool. Everybody having a good time getting ready for BG Live. Joining us for this segment, Elliot Shores Parks and his pants.
And my pants, correct.
And his pants.
Tight as always.
Always tight.
The song never lies. Kendrick in Philly tonight, by the way.
Oh, great.
Oh, yes. Man.
It's big, big night for Broads.
Broads
yeah.
going to be there?
Big night for hip-hop, too. Yeah.
Kendrick and SZA. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
I was looking at the
Where
merch
are they at?
Online. The Link.
At the Link.
What do you think they're playing somewhere?
Well, yeah, you think they're playing at the Met?
Well, yeah. I thought Wells Fargo, but I feel like they're bigger than
yeah,
Wells
yeah,
Fargo.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Just sucks at raining.
Yeah, Drake really helped him out with that. So
yeah, well, he put him on the map again.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing this today, but listen, we got into a debate before the show, and it was time to properly rank the five best plays in my lifetime in Eagles history.
In your lifetime.
Yeah, in my lifetime.
Not in Eagles history. Yes. In your lifetime.
In my lifetime of Eagles history.
No, not Eagles. Just take out the Eagles history.
It's a good way to get around not including any of the old plays.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's directly the
Eagles plays of my lifetime.
Because I don't want to disrespect the elders,
right.
Unlike Elliot, which we'll get to his.
So you're not going to have, the mark. Randall punt.
No. Yeah. Come on. Randall didn't win squat.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Number five. Oh, who can forget it? But I think this is the proper place to put the fifth best play of my lifetime in Eagles history.
Bold. Moves to the run. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it. And the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick
and
Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
A little razzle dazzle by Duff.
You're a moron.
Such an idiot.
You're a moron. The fifth best play.
Dude, that might be a top 10 NFL play
of all time.
Of cute play design, sure, but like when it comes to
the backup quarterback
winning,
caught a touchdown pass in a game against Tom Brady.
A cool play. Cool play.
Cool play.
The first half.
Let's let him get through the rest of
the game. There's a statue of the play.
And you were too big of a coward to ask Doug what play he was going to run.
Oh, I missed the spot. I didn't want to go back to it.
Right.
Yeah, it was late.
I was thinking in the middle of his answer to the Philly special, I was like, you know what? It'd be funny to ask Doug
what that fullback dive.
Yeah, what he was going to
He should have chimed in, told him it was a bit of an overrated moment.
Well, he did say that. We'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Well, he didn't really.
Started number five.
No, he did.
All
right,
okay. The Philly special.
Yeah. Number four. I don't care that it happened last year. They don't win the Super Bowl without this play.
Third down. Back again. They got him. They sack him. It's Carter. Jalen Carter.
Can't block him.
Yep. Jalen Carter getting to Matthew Stafford.
Oh, my God.
It's the only reason they won the Super Bowl. He was wide open for a touchdown.
Well, I mean, that is a – I mean, I was sure they were scoring a touchdown. I was sure they were losing that game.
Yeah, when Puka Nacua caught that ball in the press, like, in the press box, I was thinking everything I just got for postgame is going to be deleted.
Right, it's over.
Everyone got so tight.
Yeah.
So tight.
Yeah.
Well, because with this, after the Saquon run, I literally, like, I was like, this game is over.
Yeah.
And then, like, 90 real seconds later, it was, oh, actually, they might actually lose this.
And let's forget about the fact that it cost me potentially thousands of dollars in my Rams futures bet.
Yep.
Yep.
You've been on the Rams for years.
I have.
You're going to go down swinging with the Rams.
I am.
The third best play of my lifetime in Eagles history.
Nope.
Third best Eagles play of my lifetime. Will you just say
I
it
love
like,
the specificity here.
I don't care that it was the regular season. No one is ever going to forget this moment.
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Anderson picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40. He's let it go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps. He's running around, and he is in the end zone, and there's no time, and the Eagles win! The Eagles win!
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two!
That's right, Mike Quick, number two.
Number four, but...
Who's counting?
I think if you remove the fact that it wasn't a playoff game, you could argue that might be the most exciting play in franchise history. Like, ends the game right there in a very... In a way you don't normally see games ended as well.
I think it's the only walk-off.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
in NFL history?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And considering the comeback, like that it was the exclamation point on the comeback of the game.
I'm sure it's not the only walk-off.
Well, he's only walk-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's only a walk-off punt return.
So, Jack, real quick, you think that Jalen Carter sack is a better play than the Philly special?
More impactful, yeah.
Okay.
More impactful.
All right.
More impactful.
All right. See, this is what I was saying before.
That's what I'm saying. It's his personal list.
Well, it's his Wentz. It's
no, it's nothing about Wentz.
It is.
You're lucky. You're lucky Philly special is even in the top five.
Any Jalen plays coming up?
No, don't even worry about it. There's no mention.
There's only two plays left.
Yeah,
there's only two plays left. And number two is from the Super Bowl. Is it the dagger? It sure isn't.
It is 3rd and 16 for the Chiefs. Facing the staunchest defense of the season. Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene with a pick for a touchdown.
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
Second best play in our lifetime in Eagles history?
Yeah, it wasn't even the best play in the game. The dagger's better than that. The team itself said it was over after that play.
Garbage. It was over regardless of that player.
Maybe it would have been, but it was what, 17-27?
Cooper DeGene pick six is the play of the game.
The dagger is the play. The dagger is the most memorable play.
No, it's not. Just because you guys want to prop up Jalen.
It's not about Jalen. We're talking about
Jalen.
You put Jalen on the Eagles Mount Rushmore.
He is on the Mount.
He hasn't even retired yet.
He's already the best quarterback in franchise history. The best quarterback in franchise history.
Yeah, but you don't know what could happen afterwards.
It doesn't matter. He's already number one
on the Mount Rushmore until they retire.
That's how good his career has been already. No. I agree. I wouldn't do it 3 years into a rookie
career. He didn't make the Pro Bowl this year.
Well, he got Super Bowl MVP and won a Super Bowl, and he's been to two.
Josh Sweat should have gotten Super Bowl MVP.
But he didn't.
Jack, what's number one?
Number one. I mean, it's the reason we're celebrating today.
That was big of you to put this one.
Yeah. It's a big take. It's a big take. But the best play in my lifetime in the Eagles history.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Barnett! Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
There it is. Now, I don't know if you heard it. No, we asked Coach Peterson what was the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack. He called the strip sack one. He called it 1 and 1A, but he did note that the strip sack led to a field goal, and I think that was his way of saying
the touchdown.
The touchdown is bigger than the field goal. Yes.
You know, that was his way of saying it.
Yes, yeah.
If there's one downside to the last Super Bowl being such a blowout, is it didn't no moments like that happen.
Right.
Being in Minnesota in the press box and like the stadium when that play happened is one of the craziest stadium reactions I've ever seen. Just like the complete change there. It was wild.
Dude, seriously, I mean, listen. Nice list. It's going to be hard to get five plays and have everybody agree on those five plays in Eagles history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
But one of the five greatest plays I've ever seen in my life is the Saquon Barkley play.
Yeah, so there's a couple that I think the Patrick Robinson pick six should have been on there.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I think over the Jalen Carter play.
Well, the only thing I'll say about the, and I know I've said this before, but I've never, the stadium for the Patrick Robinson interception was insane.
Yeah.
Like, truly insane.
And the Saquon runs were great.
It's almost like there's too many Saquon
was
runs.
The backward hurdle?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think you got to take off Jalen Carter for that one.
I mean, you just said that like you.
Well, I just like it's.
I've never seen that play.
I know we've never seen it. But it's like, come on. There's some all-time plays on there. It was an 8-yard gain.
What about?
First of all, it wasn't an 8-yard gain. It was a 14-yard gain. It might have been the greatest 14-yard gain in football history.
Okay.
I'm not saying it deserved. I'm just saying consideration.
Sure.
Fourth and 26.
The most impressive thing I've ever seen a Philadelphia athlete do.
Fourth and 26?
Yeah. See, I think that's dead. I do. I think that fourth and 26
so
is.
So the other one,
dead
too,
to
is
you.
The McNabb.
Well, no, it's not dead to you. I'm well aware.
Ike Reese Erasure from Jack Fritz.
I mean, for 20 years, fourth and 26 was one of the staple plays of the organization.
Well, and by the way,
all of a sudden it's dead to
well,
you.
Well, we've won two Super Bowls and been to three.
By the way, Jack said the 04 team was the best team in Eagles history.
And that game was in 03.
Well, I'm just saying that era of team, you only have one play from that era.
What about the
that's not even our play.
Whatever happened,
no, I'm saying fourth and 26.
Oh, yeah, fourth and 26. Yeah,
he doesn't even have one play from that era.
That's even just grabbing there.
What about the McNabb scramble versus Dallas?
Thought about it.
That's another play.
That's a good one.
Great regular season. Well, I mean, I guess the play for the postseason, I mean, the hit on Algie Crumpler.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
It was going to be tough. You were going to leave something off the list regardless.
He just did the list to put the Philly special fifth.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he did the list.
He started with 1 and 5 and then did 2, 3, and 4. Yeah. Yeah.
Typical Jack, mail it in top five.
Wasn't mailed in?
Yeah.
Making my case. Lucky to even be on there.
Just like Buzz pointed out, you know, the work ethic recently.
Yeah, well, it's a good point from Buzz.
They're doing the greatest plays in Philly's history, and they're all from 08.
They're all Bryce, yeah.
Well, the only one
after. Oh, 22, yes, yeah, they're all Bryce.
The bunt last week, number
the
four.
The only one that would probably be on there is Bedlam. I mean.
Well, Bellum definitely.
No, the Reese. The Reese play.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that
the
on there.
The Reese bat slammer.
Yeah. Now we're going through it. Hold on. Hamels no hitter in 2015.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Elliot, just real quick, we were talking about our Eagles Mount Rushmores, and Elliot, and one thing we were talking about is the tendency for people to only pick things they've seen for Mount Rushmore. So Elliot's Eagles Mount Rushmore is Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, and Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Yeah, no problem.
You could talk.
Three of them played on the team. Just
one of them has only played 5 years.
Okay,
well, and isn't retired.
Can I explain my?
Yes.
I guess.
So first of all. The reality is the Eagles.
He also called the Eagles Brandon Graham a better Eagle than Reggie White.
He is a better Eagle than Reggie White. He is. He's not a better player. He's a better Eagle.
Okay.
Brandon Graham is a better all-time Eagle than Reggie White is.
Okay.
But for the top four here, like the reality is the Eagles only started being really good from like 2000 on. Like they were good players, but they didn't really accomplish much before the year 2000.
Well, they were in the Super Bowl in 1980.
They were. That was impressive, but they lost, and it was one
time. And they had the best defense in football.
Right, okay. But after 2000, they've won 2 Super Bowls. So if you want to talk about the best players in franchise history, I think it should represent the best stretch in franchise history. And there's no question these past 10 years or whatever have been the best stretch. I think when you make the Mount Rushmore, it starts with 2 players. It starts with Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. If there are not 2 more players for this organization that have accomplished more, represent the team more. They won 2 Super Bowls.
No. Their teams won 2 Super Bowls. Brandon Graham, God bless him, was in 1 Pro Bowl.
Yes, but his team won 2 Super Bowls. He had the biggest play in one of those Super Bowls. He's played the most games in franchise
So why is
history.
Lane Johnson not on it? Lane Johnson's a more accomplished player than
Lane has an argument for it. But I think that Brandon, also when you talk about the Mount Rushmore, it's why we're here today, you have to take into account as well, like, off the field. And Brandon Graham, Lane is awesome. Lane would probably be, like, 6th or 7th on my list of Mount Rushmores. But it's no shot at Lane, but like Kelce and Brandon have attached themselves to this city probably more than any 2 athletes of like any sport in a lot of ways in this city. So when you take into account what they mean to the city, the accomplishments, and they were both great players. Like, let's be honest, Kelce is one of the best centers of all time. Brandon is arguably the best defensive end to ever play for this team. Like, they're not role players.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
Okay, why
he's
not?
He's not arguably
not?
The best defensive.
Why not?
Because
why not?
Reggie White. You said the see, this is where you slip up. You said Brandon Graham is arguably the best defensive end who's ever played for this team.
Yep.
Hugh
is better.
No
see that
one.
Guy sitting over there?
Yeah.
That guy sitting over there was pretty good.
Hugh is also arguably.
Reggie White is the greatest defensive end of all time.
I would probably agree with you on that.
If you want to say, well, then he's not a better defensive end than Reggie.
You cannot just
You
Reggie,
said
Reggie went and played for the Packers.
Okay.
So that matters to me. When I'm talking about the best defensive end, you're right. I said right off the jump, Reggie White.
Reggie had more sacks in 1
Reggie,
year
Reggie
than
White,
Brandon
Reggie,
had in his entire career.
Reggie White is a better player than Brandon Graham.
I don't know, probably.
He's a better player than Brandon Graham.
2 years.
He's a better player. I agree with you. He's not a better Eagle. And so with Brandon 3rd all-time in sacks, it's not like he's 10th or 11th in sacks.
So who's ahead of him?
Who's Trent second? Cole. Isn't it Trent Cole?
And who's first?
I think it's Reggie.
Okay. No. Oh, sorry. But he only played.
It's
he
Clyde
didn't play.
Simmons.
It's Clyde Simmons. Okay.
Yeah. But Schmidt doesn't matter because he didn't play his entire career.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And
you guys love this Schmidt take.
It's like, horrible.
Okay, fine. Put him on. I don't care about the Phillies Mount Rushmore that much, honestly. So, but when we're talking about the Eagles Mount Rushmore, I cannot have a player up on there where when I'm looking up, I'm going to go, who's that? He goes, that's Reggie White. He's maybe the best defensive player of all time. But he also played for the
Packers. Okay, so real quick, like, you matters. Put Jalen Hurts on.
Yes.
Who, by the way, isn't it possible Jalen Hurts plays for another team?
It's very unlikely, but it's possible.
Is it possible?
Yes,
okay.
It's unlikely.
Well, nobody would have guessed that Carson Wentz would have played
for
another team.
I agree with that.
Okay, so what?
But is Jalen the best quarterback in franchise history?
He's played fewer years.
No, hold on. Yes. Is he?
Most
he
accomplished.
Is. He is.
Most accomplished.
Yes, he's the most accomplished. You cannot have a Mount Rushmore without a quarterback if you're a real franchise.
Oh,
the
sure you can.
The quarterback is the most important position. He's won a Super Bowl. He's done something no other quarterback has done for this franchise. Start and finish year.
And he's,
wait
a
minute. Gone to two. He's yeah. almost won two
so
MVPs.
So you're not giving Reggie credit almost for his 8 years as an Eagle. But Jalen, who has only played 5 years as an Eagle and could play for other teams, is going to be on the Mount Rushmore.
Yes, because
even
Jalen,
though you have no idea what's going to happen in
Jalen
the future.
Because Jalen has already accomplished something for this franchise more impactful than Reggie did. It's just an unfortunate reality. And we're talking about guys on Mount Rushmore. They're all great players. All these guys are great players. So what differentiates them is the off-the-field stuff, the resume, the accomplishment. Reggie's an awesome player. The guys on my Mount Rushmore have to be more than an awesome player. They have to have another
reason. Reggie didn't do anything in the community for Philadelphia?
He did good things, but I'm saying, like,
it happened before you followed the team.
Hold on.
Just say it.
Of course
just
it happened
it
before
loud.
I followed the
no,
team.
No, but say but, that that's
but,
why.
No, but you're dismissing
say
the fact.
Say that that's why.
I'm telling you, the reason why is
because
people
you
view
didn't
him
watch
as a Packer.
It.
People view him as a Packer.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they
yes,
don't.
They do.
No,
he
they
is
don't.
Remembered
they,
as a Packer.
They view them. He played more years for the Eagles, Elliot.
He won the Super Bowl with the Packers.
Elliot, just say it out loud. I didn't watch Reggie, and that's why I don't have him on the Mount Rushmore.
I didn't watch Reggie, and he's not on the Mount Rushmore.
That's why I don't have him on the Mount Rushmore.
He didn't win. Did he win a single playoff game here?
You put one.
One. Okay. Brandon Graham won 2 Super Bowls. You cannot just dismiss that. You can't. You can't dismiss team accomplishments and the fact that he was one of the best players for the best stretch in franchise history. Reggie's an awesome player. Everyone in consideration is an awesome player. It has to be about more than that. And Brandon Graham and Jason Kelce.
It is about more than that for Reggie, but you don't even read, so you don't even know what he did.
I'm telling you, I acknowledge I didn't watch him play. I wasn't even born when he played. I agree with that, but I'm not dismissing him as a player.
Of course you are.
How I said he's a
better player. You just said Brandon Graham is a better defensive end than Reggie was. You said it.
No. That's not what I said. You have to listen to what I said.
Buzz, pull the audio.
I said he's arguably a better defensive end when you consider
No, he's not.
When you consider what he did for the team, he
absolutely is. But nobody would argue that he's a better defensive
end. I'm arguing it right now. I'm arguing.
You're the only one.
I think he should be on the Mount Rushmore. Reggie White is a Packer. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, you can ignore it because you were alive when it happened. Just because you were alive doesn't change the reality of what it is.
Anyone who thinks that Reggie White does not deserve to be on the Eagles Mount Rushmore, cheer.
He's a Packer!
There we go.
Now, everyone who believes that Reggie White should be on the Eagles Mount Rushmore, cheer.
All right, now ask them if they want to kick Brandon Graham off the Mount Rushmore.
Well, you have to kick him somebody. Well, how about Jalen Hurts, whose career isn't even over?
Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl for the franchise. You can't just ignore that. And he's
I'm not ignoring
it. You are ignoring it by kicking him off the Mount Rushmore.
What if he goes in and wins 2 Super Bowls for the Packers?
Well, then we'll reconsider there. But
no, you can't reconsider Mount Rushmore.
Yes, you absolutely can.
It's in stone, you idiot.
All right, so you're saying.
Literally in stone.
Have you ever changed your Mount Rushmore? You've had the same Mount Rushmore your entire life. No,
I
of course you change
I haven't thought about
it.
Mount Rushmore my entire
life. Okay, that's a lie. I know you too well to know you don't think of Come on, you're Mr. Yeah. Mount Rushmore. Yes, of course things change. But right now, Jalen belongs on, and by the way, I will bet, like whatever you want to say about Carvin.
He does not
Stone,
belong on a Mount Rushmore.
He does.
Right.
He's
no,
the yeah. best quarterback.
But he may be there.
Yeah.
But not right now. It's like.
I think he is there right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I do.
I'm just saying he would be the one I would argue not yet.
So if I had to take one person off and replace, and you'll like this since you love old stuff, Chuck Bednarik, I would be the one I would put on. I'd put him before Reggie.
Wow. That's a shocking revelation.
And I'd even see Chuck play.
Well, none of us did.
Because you're doing it to be a troll.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
Chuck would be the next one. Or Howie Roseman. We're talking about players.
Yeah, we're doing players.
Well, I didn't know there was a rule.
All right.
I didn't.
We're talking about players.
Rushmore could be different.
We're talking about players.
Yeah. All right, if you do just players.
Well, then you should put Jeff Lurie on the Mount Rushmore instead of Howie.
That's an interesting argument.
Well, it's not interesting. It's a fact.
Okay, well, then I guess Lurie's on yours. I wouldn't put him on mine. But I'm saying, like, Lurie does, if you want to say
most accomplished quarterback.
Yeah.
Not the best quarterback.
Fair.
Most accomplished
Although,
in franchise.
Although, honestly, like, no, you're right. You're
he's
right.
Not he's the not best the
most, he's not the most talented. Yes. But again, all these guys we're talking about are talented. So that, what differentiates to me, is the Super Bowl.
No, it matters. I agree with you that. I think in the end, he'll be at the top of that list.
I I think
and you got him there already.
I think it's his spot to lose, put it that way.
Sure. Okay.
And I don't think any of the former quarterbacks are past, obviously, because they're not playing. But, like, he's already past those guys. So, but I'm saying, like, he's,
no,
already,
I'm with
he's
you
already accomplished things that those guys did.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
So it'd have to be someone else.
I've never like seen Kyle, I've never
like
seen
Kyle McCord.
I've never seen Elliott yell.
I know.
Well, Spike was yelling.
I brought
yeah.
He saw a crowd in front of him instead of Showtime.
Yeah, well, I don't think the crowd was on my side, but that's okay.
Yeah, but
whatever.
It's a happy day.
Me versus Elliott, the crowd's on nobody's side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're all on Ike's side.
Yes.
Ike makes the most sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even say anything. Yes.
It was a good point by Ike.
So Merrill's going to join us next. Are we going to fight with Merrill?
I bet you Merrill has Hurts on his
We top. Don't argue in front of company.
I bet he also has Reggie on his Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, we need Merrill's Mount Rushmore.
I guarantee you Reggie's on his Mount Rushmore.
I guarantee you.
I'd be shocked if he
No,
if
Reggie's
he isn't.
Definitely on it.
You think?
Yeah. Doc is definitely on
Doc.
It. Doc. Bednarik.
Chuck.
Bednarik's on
he
it.
He respects Bednarik.
What about like Van Buren? Oh, Merrill's here in person. Van Buren. So I guess I'm off stage.
Yeah, you got Steve Van Buren. Yeah, we can get Jack out of here. He's the only non-football guy here.
That's a good point.
He already took offense to that earlier when I said it.
Well, yeah, a little different.
Jack might be more of a football guy than I am, to be honest with you. In deep down?
Oh, man, don't let me start talking trenches.
Me, Ike, and Jillio, football guys. And Hugh.
There's the great one.
I almost broke a blood vessel. Listening to
LA. There he is. All right. Merrill,
we got to get out of here.
Merrill Reese joins us next. At the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party brought to you by Miller Lite. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. From the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Louder,
hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
WIP Afternoon Show. Great job. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville for the BG Live pre-party, joined by Merrill Reese himself. Merrill, you weren't singing.
We missed you on that.
Well, I don't know those words.
Okay.
It is a deep cut of theirs, that's fair.
Yeah.
Can you hear us? Oh, man.
Oh.
Can you hear us now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Thanks for turning the ears down, Jack. Appreciate it.
That was just a little past me.
Yeah.
Merrill, it's BG Day, and obviously, like, one of the greatest Eagles of all time. You, I'm sure, interacted with BG hundreds and thousands of times over the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. What is it, when I say Brandon Graham, what is the first thing that pops into your mind, just about him as a person and a player?
Sure, that's it. I smile. Because I have always told people say to me, who's your favorite Eagle? So I start with Ike Reese. But, you know, there are, and Ike is a great guy. And there have been so many great guys over the years. But I will say this, there has never been a greater person than Brandon Graham. And if I'm in the facility in the morning and I bump into BG, my whole day just got better. And that's the truth.
Yep.
He is so uplifting. After a loss, after an injury, it doesn't matter. He's the same. He's always upbeat.
And the thing I loved about him, real quick, Spike, Uncle Merle, you know this, you're around him enough. He's been here 15 years, and he's always been the same.
Yes.
Like, and he's had some tough times. He's seen some adversity. He's gone through some tough seasons. But like you just said, he seemingly always has the same disposition.
Yeah.
He seems to always want to uplift everybody around him.
Right. I mean, the writers nominate and vote for the three best people in the locker room every year.
Yeah.
And this year it was Jordan Mailata, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Brown. Mm. But the reason they don't vote for Brandon Graham is that it would be him every year.
Yeah. Right. They should just name it after him
at
this point.
They should call it the Brandon Graham Award.
Right.
The BG Award.
I think too,
which I won a couple times. I won that award.
I'm sure, like, I can picture you into that. Yeah. He also talks into tough times, though, Merrill. Like, how many times, you know, after tough Eagles loss, and I'm in that locker room, and guys don't want to talk. Like, it's not fun. Brandon, you know, this year he tears his tricep. We get in the locker room. He's already standing there waiting to talk. So, you know, for all this, I agree, the smile is a positive energy. He's also always there through the tough times.
That's how he is.
Yeah.
And it's sincere. That's just, it just comes out of him that way. That's the kind of individual he is.
Is there, outside of the Super Bowl play, we know we've been talking about that all day. That's obviously the greatest play individual that he had. Is there another game or play that sticks out to you when you think about BG?
No, because he made so many plays over so many
years.
So
long, yes.
And the Super Bowl, because of its significance, that to me is the greatest, the most important play in Eagles history. Even more than the Philly-Philly.
Yeah.
Because the Philly-Philly, you had a whole half left.
Yeah.
But that was down near the two-minute mark. That changed the game.
Well, and I don't know how you felt in the booth, but I know watching it, I wasn't sure we were winning that game. I mean, you get Brady the ball back in that situation. Brady usually comes through.
By the way,
win.
I wasn't sure we were winning the game until the ball fell in the end zone.
Nobody was. But, you know, the funny thing is, and I don't mean to compliment myself, but the thing I said when you hear the call, the thing I said is the Eagles can really use a turnover here.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt it.
Yeah. No, you spoke it into existence.
No, I didn't do that, but I did. I just felt it. They needed it. That's how big that play was.
Do you ever think you'd be sitting here having called two Eagles Super Bowl wins? I mean, we talk about it sometimes, the fact that we have a couple now, and this felt like prior to the first one, it would be something we would never have. Do you ever just take a step back and say, wow, I was able to call two Super Bowl victories?
I do, but I can honestly tell you before the first one, we didn't know. They were playing the Patriots. It could go either way. There was a big reception at the hotel in New Orleans Friday night before the game. And I went over and talked to Nick, and I don't know if Nick would like me saying this, but he actually turned to me and he said, we're going to win this game. Mm. And I never saw such confidence in a coach. He just looked at me. He said, we are going to win this game. And conversely, I was back and forth tweeting with Andy for throughout the playoffs, and he kept saying to me, the Eagles are a really, really good team. I think that Andy felt going into the game, if you looked at the comparative lines, that the Eagles were going to be very tough for them to beat.
Yeah. I tell you, we not until they won that conference title game in the Super Bowl did they start to really get recognized for being a dominant team. But you're calling every game. They went through a 16 out of 17 stretch.
Yeah.
That's a pretty impressive run the way we played football this year, defense and running the football.
Absolutely. But you know what? I keep thinking back to that Rams game when Saquon scored late in the third quarter. Yeah. I said, there's the dagger. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I never take out my phone, Spike. I never take it out to ring a game. I just concentrate on the field. But the phone's on silent, but it's buzzing in my pocket and buzzing in my pocket and buzzing, but I'm ignoring it. So as you know, they came within one Matthew Stafford touchdown pass of losing that game, and that's game, set, match. So the game ends, and I pick up the phone, and it's my wife, Cindy, who had called six times and wrote, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. And thank goodness Jalen Carter made the play that stopped it.
It was real. I actually got nervous when they missed the extra point. I'm like, oh, no, this doesn't feel quite over to me.
But you know what? They missed it as well as he's kicked in the Super Bowls. Jake Elliott missed an extra point at the start of Super Bowl 52.
Oh, no. I remember.
Do you have, as a broadcaster, and you look back at you calling the Super Bowl in 2018 and then you calling the Super Bowl this year, do you have a game that you liked calling better or you liked how you did in that game better?
I never judge myself.
Really?
I judge myself in the summer when I replay tapes and say, I like this, I didn't like this, I used this word too much, I should have been quicker here. But when the game is on and it's a great game, it's a great Eagles win. I don't think about the broadcast. I've got great scripts. You give me a script like the end of Super Bowl 52. Well, I could have messed that up. Because before that last play, I was scared to death. Now, I wasn't afraid of the Eagles losing that game because I felt, number one, I didn't think Brady had the arm like an Aaron Rodgers who specializes in Hail Marys. And number two, it wasn't one touchdown pass wins the game. It was one touchdown pass and a two-point conversion.
Right.
But I was scared because we were in the corner of the end zone in Minneapolis, and we were 110 yards away from where that play was going to culminate. Mm. And I didn't want to be known as the broadcaster who screwed up the end of the Super Bowl. And, I mean, I was really far. And as that ball went through the air, for some reason, inexplicably, the whole thing slowed down like an NFL film. And I could see it, and I could see Rodney leap up McLeod and touch the ball, and I could see it hit the ground. And then I said whatever I said. I never planned it. But then I just let it all come out. Now, this game was fun. This, for the rest of the country, this was not a very good Super Bowl.
Right, just us.
If you're an Eagle fan, you love it.
We enjoyed it. Yeah.
And by the way, going back to the fact that at the first half, the end of the first half is 24-0, my son Nolan was our researcher, flew in from California, and he's up in the booth, and as the first half ends, he hands me a sheet of paper, and it said, Dad, don't forget, the Patriots trailed the Falcons 28-3. So I didn't presume anything, but you know what I knew they won? When you have the halftime, which lasts 2.5 hours, and then they come back out for the third quarter, and the Eagles shut them down 1-2-3.
Right.
And I said to myself, Andy doesn't know what else to do.
Yeah,
they're beaten. If Andy can't scheme up a decent first drive in the third quarter, they're dead. And I really felt it.
Well, we look at all the points that we scored in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, but it is really that the defensive performance in the Super Bowl and really from a getting to the quarterback perspective, which was not what they really hung their hat on all year, but watching Patrick Mahomes just running for his life as much as he was, it was just the word that I would use for it is inspired. It felt like they were out to prove a point on that day.
Yeah, he wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is, Spike? The Eagles in Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts outplayed Mahomes in that game. Then the Monday night game in the rain at Kansas City, he came from a 10-0 deficit and outplayed Mahomes left and right. And in this case, it was everybody combined, but of course, Hurts was the superior quarterback that day. A lot of things involved, of course, with a great offensive line.
So I remember, I can't remember if it was 2021 or 2022 training camp, but me and Merrill are standing on the sideline. And at that point, I think there was still a lot of questions about Jalen. And I remember Merrill was one of the first people to say to me, like, no, Elliot, Jalen's going to be very good. So it seems like you were always sure that maybe he wouldn't win a Super Bowl, but you thought he would turn into a guy that they could at least compete and win.
Oh, I thought he was a franchise quarterback. I loved him in Alabama.
What made you so sure?
Well, yeah. Because I followed him in Alabama, and I followed him at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And I also did a lot of talking with Doug Peterson during his rookie year. And Doug Peterson kept telling me, he said there's not a throw he can't make. Mm. I think people vastly underestimated his arm strength. He said he can hit anybody at any point of this field. And also, I watched him develop, and I loved his demeanor. He was never way up after a game boasting, and he was even after a loss. He was unhappy, but he never wavered. He never went down in the dumps or... He was so steady, and he is such an even force, and he's so professional about everything. And then I knew how Doug would say, he's the first person in the building and the last person to leave. He studies. He is so dedicated. You know, the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in my 100 seasons was probably Randall Cunningham. From a sheer standpoint of arm, athletic ability, leaping ability, everything else, but Buddy said to him, go out and play, make three big plays a game.
Right.
And that was it. And one time, Sid Gilman, who was the great offensive guru, gave him a tape. And it had three of the best quarterbacks of all time. And he said to Randall, it wasn't a tape, it was film then. He said, I want you to go home and put this on your projector tonight and watch the way the quarterbacks make their projection. They're progressive, the way they progress through their reads. And he brought back the film the next day, and he said to Sid Gilman, boy, this was really great, Coach. But what he didn't know was that Sid had put a little tiny piece of paper a third of the way through the film. And when Randall handed it back to
it was
to
in
Sid,
the same
it
spot.
It was the same spot.
Okay. You don't think that happens with Jalen?
Not with Jalen Hurts. No way.
Merrill, we can't let you go without asking you this. And it's been brought up a few times today. Is the Eagles Mount Rushmore, which would be four heads in Eagles history, players. Who would you put on yours if pressed?
See, if you're telling me Eagles history, I couldn't do it with four because you could not take Chuck Bednarik and Steve Van Buren off of that Mount Rushmore. They were great for that era. You could not take Reggie White off of that Mount Rushmore. You really couldn't. There were so many great players over the years. I mean, there's a whole list of Eagles Hall of Famers, but, I mean, the running backs that they've had. Now, I do believe that if you are going into the season for a career, I think Shady McCoy was the best of the bunch, and the record books say that. But then here's Saquon Barkley, who had the best season of any Eagles running back, including spectacular plays. And as a matter of fact, he didn't have to do a lot to win the Super Bowl because he was such a force that he created the mismatch when they said, okay, Jalen, go beat us.
Yeah.
And Jalen did. But there have been so many great players over the years. I mean, how can you take those guys off of it? How can you take – look at Lane Johnson, who has been an amazing right tackle for so many years. I mean, outstanding. Great player. Jason Kelsey.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
I think he should be on it.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So if the Mount Rushmore is four, I could probably give you eight. Oh.
You know,
that sounds,
listen,
that sounds like me. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's true. Ike,
it's hard to pin Ike down. Ike gives us four different ones throughout
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, well, I would do that too. I mean, listen, if you wanted to, I'm a little boy at the time, but I was sitting in the end zone at Franklin Field the day after Christmas in 1960, and the Eagles had a quarterback then by the name of Norm Van Brocklin, who had to do more than the quarterback today because he was the offensive coordinator.
Wow.
He called the plays. He yelled at the players. He was the coach on the field. And that's why I say, you know, he was amazing for 1960. Yeah. And there have been others over the years. I mean, Ron Jaworski was the player of the year when they went to the Super Bowl after the 80s season.
Yeah.
He had an amazing year, too. So but to say four players, I couldn't. Honestly, and I'm sure the names that I'm forgetting too.
Well, Jalen's certainly working his way up that list.
Well, he's on the way.
Yeah,
absolutely
on the way.
He's on the way.
Sir, I think into the top four. Yeah, I think he's on the way.
Yeah. Well, only because Jalen probably has 10 more years left.
Right.
Right now all the quarterback records are Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
But one day, unless injury plays its a role, Jalen Hurts will be the best and most productive quarterback in the history of
this
team.
Yeah, I mean, with the Super Bowl ring, he might already be.
Well, Elliott didn't put Reggie White on his. So.
Yeah, I didn't put Reggie.
You didn't put Reggie White?
No.
Well, I view him as a Packer, Merrill. Like, it's unfortunate.
No.
Well, look, we can't say it's special BG and Kelsey spent their whole time in the career with the Eagles and then ignore the fact Reggie didn't. I can't have a Mount Rushmore with somebody that's known as a Packer. He's a great player.
He's not known as a Packer.
I think he is known as a Packer.
That was the epilogue. He was for chapters 1 through 10. He was an Eagle.
But I think Reggie might be best known for leading his
stop.
Agency.
He's not going to stop.
I love talking about this with Merrill. It's a great debate.
Reggie was the greatest defensive player in Eagles history.
I agree. Yeah,
no doubt about it.
I agree.
He was to the Eagles what LT was to the Giants.
Yes.
He was that good.
But LT only played for the Giants, right?
Well, yeah, but there are some things you could say about LT off the field. But Reggie was everything you wanted.
I agree, he was a great player.
He was a dominant player. Yeah.
Merrill, just tell Elliott to shut up.
It is BG day, though, not Reggie.
But you know what? BG had an amazing career.
Amazing career.
And you know what? I have to tell you, on Thursday, I'm lucky enough to be the commencement speaker for the communication school at Temple when they graduate.
Awesome.
And the one word that I'm going to talk about more than any other is a word that applies to BG as much as any player who's ever put on an Eagles uniform. And that word is resilient. This man has been resilient from the start of his career, throughout the injuries, throughout all the things he does. Resilient. This guy has had an amazing career. And he did it with a smile, and he loved the fans.
Merrill, can't thank you enough for joining us today. It's going to be a special night over
there. The
GOAT! It should be fun.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Merrill.
Yeah, thank you.
There he is, Merrill Reese.
Great Merrill Reese.
The greatest Merrill Reese. You know, this weekend, my dogs got to enjoy their brand-new backyard, which will come with brand new toys from Dogs and Cats Rule, the only place if you want to treat your pets like kings and queens. That's what you got to do. You got to treat your pet. Oh, go ahead.
Two more from my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Harold Carmichael and Mike Quick.
There you go. All right. There it is. Cannot allow them.
Don't leave out Quick.
You can't. And with your dogs and your pets being outside more, you head over to Dogs and Cats Rule. You'll learn about natural flea and tick prevention because the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, thanks to the lead dog, George Parenti, can inform you about it, can teach you more. And, you know, toys for outside, all that stuff. But where they really shine is pet nutrition, the top stuff, the best stuff, even the new fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. Supplements, Dogs and Cats Rule, and the best staff ever. There are 7 locations, 5 in Pennsylvania. That is Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Uh-oh. Now, first of all, Elliott debating Merrill on Reggie.
Is that what I was listening to?
Yes. It was one of the greatest things of all time.
I was looking at Ike's face.
Yeah, it was so good.
Like, uh-oh.
Well, I had to point out because, look, I wasn't going to do it, but Elliott started on the Jalen Mount Rushmore thing.
Yes.
And I said, Merrill, he doesn't even have Reggie White on. You should see Merrill's face.
Yes.
Yeah. The text line, a special live text line,
woo,
is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
All right, we get it.
BG on his way to the Colonial Theater.
I think BG's been listening to the radio all day.
Oh, come on.
He was in the morning show, the midday show, and now he's going to go tonight.
Yep.
Enough is enough.
What's next?
Ike was right. You can't ever disrespect Jeremiah Trotter. I would never disrespect either Trotter, especially if we were to all get together. Ike? Herb in the Northeast.
Always trying to get you and
to
hang out
with the Trotters, yeah.
Yep. And I'll always go, which Trotter? He's like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, all of them.
I actually ran into Trotter on a golf course this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
There was a lot of us out there this weekend for some reason.
Oh, yeah? Playing the Eagles out there?
Eagles, Phillies.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You saw your crush out there.
Well, I saw Jack's crush.
Yeah. Well, I saw how you were looking at him at spring training.
I forgot. You're right.
Yep. Yep.
He kept looking at his pipes.
Yep. You're like, you're a fine-looking guy. A
good-looking man. Yep. Here, yes.
What's next?
I forgot about that.
Kids, don't forget that if you want your allowance, you need to take out the bin that holds all the things that we throw away. Corey in Columbus, now terrified to use the word trash.
Well, I tell you what, if I got that accomplished, then job well done.
Yep.
We'll never speak about Jeremiah's number like that again.
Poor Corey. I
and
felt
Brad
like,
Lidges.
I felt like I could see Corey as it was happening. What's next?
Just don't ask me about Carson. Just don't ask me about Carson. Just don't ask me about Carson. Doug's inner monologue during the phone call.
I feel like when you brought up the Carson thing, I was like, oh, where's this thing?
Nah.
And I feel like Doug was like, no.
Yeah, I asked the good way.
It was fine.
Come
on.
I was just like,
but if we had 10 more minutes with Coach,
we would have got there.
Yeah, we would have got there.
Doug Live?
Yep. Oh, man, I'd love a Doug Live.
Doug
What's
Peterson
next?
Live?
Eagles beat writers? Check. Scott Fransky? Check. Watch your back, a la Abdel Nabi. Triggered spike.
There you go.
Sorry.
All right. I was waiting.
I scrolled down too quickly on my phone.
Well, it's true. Don't you use the word narrative to describe what
You've
we do.
You've been anti-narrative for a long time.
Yeah, the narrative.
You're talking about somebody nervous. I was nervous when Spike started talking. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I love Scott.
I know.
Okay.
I know I know how you feel about what we're doing.
Yes.
So you handle that well.
I consider Scott on the inside. So I wouldn't go after him in the same way, unless he says narrative again.
Well, and he wrote a great foreword for ringthebellbook.com.
He already wrote it. He can't take it away from you.
He can't take it back.
Yep. What's next?
Sometimes you can just tell when you're in the presence of a lightweight. That's me right now. The beer Julio is holding.
Two beers for Julio before the show tonight. Yeah, he's getting loose. He came over to me, and I was like, are you going to be able to make it home?
Somebody's going to get a room for Julio.
Yeah, he is out of control.
What's next?
And I've got one more. Nick Sirianni still giving BG stories after he's off the air.
Dude, he was game.
Pack's Live.
We could have had Nick for an hour.
Oh, he was game. He was game. We got to get him the radiothon.
Yeah.
We need Coach Sirianni. In person, radiothon.
I like it.
Well, if we're allowed to broadcast from there this year. I know we weren't allowed last year. So. And by the way, the final Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jeweler. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift for your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. The question was, what is the play of this past Super Bowl, the dagger or the Cooper DeJean pick six? The Cooper DeJean pick six, 70.7%.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thank God. Get out of here, Elliot. Get out of here. Battle, thank you for the live text line. No mispronunciations today.
Hey, you know what? I had paused because I thought I mispronounced the Sixers.
Abdel Nabi.
Because he asked me before he came on, like, how to say it.
I was like double checking. Then I thought there's silence and I mispronounced it. And I'm going to look up and they're all going to be looking at me like you're an idiot.
No, it was because you forgot.
We do that anyway, buddy.
Sign off.
Yeah. That's why.
Thanks to everybody. The Great American Pub here in Phoenixville.
Give us a round of applause.
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed Creed.
Dude, it was a great Creed.
And it was so delayed.
Was it?
I heard the delay.
A lot of messages about how screwed up Creed
was. I don't care. It was great in the room.
For everyone here, it was fire.
And seeing Merrill's face during it, he was like, what is the hell is this?
You don't think he's a Creedsman?
No. He will be next time. We'll get him to sing next time. Thanks for listening, BG Live tonight, and we will talk to you tomorrow on the station, on the show. Thanks for listening.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.